Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For the vast majority of states, this week marked the beginning of the 2020 legislative session. Not so for Montana, however, because we're one of four states, including North Dakota, Nevada, and Texas, whose legislatures meet every other year. Although we're on the sideline, watching the legislation being introduced in other states gives us a heads up on legislation that will probably be introduced when our legislature convenes in 2021. Bills run the gamut from finances to education policy to prison reform and health care. In the social policy arena, one of the hot topics appears to be the whole transgender issue and what to do with people who believe they are actually something other than their biological sex. It's a fact that legislators react to constituent pressure. In fact, that's how the system was designed to work. And legislators are being bombarded by complaints from parents whose daughters are losing valuable sports scholarships because they can't compete with biological males who compete as females. Tennessee and Washington are two of the latest examples where legislation has been introduced that would force students to compete based on their biological sex at birth. The argument is that allowing boys to compete as girls gives them an unfair advantage and is destroying all of the gains made under Title IX. A great example comes from Connecticut, where two biological males have now broken 15 state women's track records that were once held by 9 different women. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's happening everywhere. Another aspect of the transgender debate that's receiving legislative attention is the issue of giving dangerous puberty blockers to minors who want to begin transitioning to the opposite sex. Studies show that over 80% of gender-confused children will identify with their original biological sex by the time they turn 18. The problem is that hormones and other drugs used during the transitioning process have their own set of side effects and can render a child sterile for life. Legislatures in several states are considering laws that will ban the administration of drugs or reconstructive surgery until the child is 18 years of age. Hopefully, that will avoid some of the problems experienced by people like James Shoup, a man who legally went from male to female to non-binary and back to male, all in a period of 6 years. Once held up as an icon in the LGBT community, Shoup on December 19th completed the circle when a judge allowed him to legally change his sex from non-binary back to male. Shoup told the judge that despite 6 years of hormone treatments, his sex was immutable and that he remained the same biological male that he was at birth. He called his sex change a physical and psychologically harmful legal fiction. He went on to say, quote, "The charade of not being male, the legal fiction, it's over. A truthful accounting of events has replaced the deceit that allowed me to become America's first legally non-binary person. As Americans, we should learn from Mr. Shoup's experience and stop sacrificing our children at the altar of political correctness." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.